7 people died and 58 were injured, 16 seriously, when a Wimbledon-bound tram came off the tracks near Sandylands. This man was on board when it derailed just after 6 a.m.
The tram eventually just blacked out, and the next thing I know, I come round and everyone was crying and screaming and everyone was bleeding.
Initial findings gave the cause of the derailment as excessive speeds on a curve. The tram entered the curve at around 70 kilometres, 3 times the allowed speed limit. It was also found that the speed restriction sign for drivers at Sandylands wasn't visible to them until the tram had travelled past the point where the brakes would have needed to have been applied to reach the required limit. At the time, the victim's lawyer, Trevor Sterling, said signage needed to be much clearer.
There's a clear need, first of all, to improve the signage so the signage is further along the railway and for the speed limit to be reduced much further ahead as well.
Chief Inspector of Rail Accidents Simon French said no changes could be made until a thorough investigation was completed.
The implementation of any new safety system would take time and needs to be considered and based on solid evidence.
A full report will be published by the RAIB at the end of the year, and the driver, arrested at the time, is currently released under investigation. Meanwhile, tram drivers are walking out for 24 hours on Monday in a row over the introduction of sleep detectors on their vehicles. The Aslev Union says the detector shines a constant infrared beam on drivers' faces. Transport for London says the device will improve safety following the crash. In the meantime, a permanent memorial to the victims was announced by Croydon Council last month. The public will be consulted on the plans.